the new protest camp of Baba al-Karama in the village of Beit Iksa was destroyed by the Israeli soldiers at 3 a.m. on Monday morning. At 8 p.m. in the evening, the protesters were handed a demolition notice for the new-built mosque on the land. Around 30 army vehicles alongside a bulldozer stormed the camp and didn't allow journalists to take pictures of the demolition.
The whole camp were given a curfew. The road at the checkpoint was blocked off. All the people went to protest at the checkpoint. When I went to Bab al-Karama, there were around 28 jeeps, three busloads of soldiers, along with the bulldozer. All of the protesters were pushed to the side and the bulldozer demolished the entire land.
Activists described to Press TV how the Israeli army pushed them away from the site.
With the soldiers, and the soldiers took us about 30 meters down the hill behind me. And they surrounded us and they forbid anyone to take the cameras out and take any photos. And they sort of surrounded us while they were doing that. Some men came and dismantled the tents and the bulldozer demolished the mosque. And then after that, we stood around for maybe about 45 minutes while they're doing that. And while that was happening, they took our passports. And I think they took down the details of everyone's identification. And then they just left.
Local residents had established the site, inspired by similar protests in Bab al-Shams, in order to ask the international community to support their cause in preventing the Israeli army from building a wall that will isolate them from 96% of their land. As you can see from the devastation around me, the Israeli army stormed this village at 3 o'clock in the morning, destroying this mosque behind me alongside the tents. In their steadfastness, the Palestinians are continuing their protest, this time by planting 400 new olive trees in the area on Friday. Nell Burden, Press TV, Beit Iksa.